three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tauscher.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde's house begins now. How's my golf announcer voice? I'm trying to be a little upbeat while still keeping it down as people work through their on-field and sideline work over here at Ray Nitschke Field.
Why is it so quiet? Why isn't there any music?
I'm standing far away from the speaker. Closer to the construction, though, which continues obnoxiously. Tausch, a couple things that I wanted to get to before. First of all, some housekeeping. A couple of players who are not practicing today. Aaron Banks. Now, again, not sure what that may or may not entail. But after what he dealt with last season with a back and a knee and an ankle and how much this offensive line is counting on him, not great to see him not participating. Also, Warren Brinson and Javon Hargrave, Packers 33-year-old defensive tackle that had his best years with Jonathan Gannon in Philadelphia, also not taking part today. Also, Christian Watson going through everything and with his new contract. And Keyshawn Nixon going through
Why is he holding his contract? When he's going through
He's working on one-handed catches.
Oh.
So you hold the paperwork in one hand.
Super interesting.
Yeah. So
Is it scrolled or how is he just holding it
it's
regular piece
like
of paper?
Yeah, it's like a Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah, it's on one of those. Oh, you know what it's on? It's one of those. Remember when you were in high school and they had newspapers that were on those like poles?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those.
I like
it's that. Interesting. They'd be carrying it around the field. All right. Jesse, you mentioned these power rankings. I'm curious to know more.
You sound
about...
surprised. When you talked to Keyshawn Nixon last week, did you ask him anything about that?
I did not discuss it with him on the record, no.
Did you off the record?
I did not discuss it with him on the record, no.
Do you believe that he will be at training camp fully practicing if he does not get a new contract? Not from any source. Do you believe he is going to... Do you believe he's playing this season out with that deal?
I cannot say that with any degree of high confidence. I am still intrigued by that scenario and still am skeptical that that is... it's just happy-go-lucky, all is well, all is right with the world, and...
So are you surprised he's here today?
No, I'm not surprised, but because as you and I have talked about many times, and again, there's danger every time you step on a football field of injury. Like, this is just because it's non-contact and it's shorts and jerseys and helmets does not mean that you're not putting yourself at some level of risk. There are plenty of guys that go through this and get through it fully healthy, and there's also guys that unfortunately they slip and they suffer an injury, so hopefully that doesn't happen to anybody here. But I would think that in the risk management realm, you probably look at this as, okay, I can do this and collect my workout bonus, get through the mini camp, and I'll be off with a next week when they have just the young guys here, and then we'll see where things stand when we come back for training camp. I would think that would be the approach that he would take, but I think he probably, and again, this was, and I'm being 100% transparent and serious here, at no point did he say, well, it didn't really help Elton at all, so I just decided not to do that sort of thing. But I do think it's hard not to look at what happened with Elton Jenkins and say, well, you can do that if you want, but it's not going to help you at all, right? So again, I'm not willing to say, yeah, he's just going to play it out, because I don't think I can say that with any certainty. But do I think it will more likely end up being that the Packers don't do anything for him, regardless of what he may or may not do?
Well, the Packers aren't going to initiate anything. I'm asking. Jesse, can you summarize what we just heard right there?
I have no idea.
That was a hell of a filibuster, I'll tell you what. Because I was listening, and I'm like, all right, what is – so yeah or no, I couldn't quite figure it out.
Jason, so what would you like to say about Keyshawn Nixon publicly?
I would like to text Tausch what he actually said to me, since I can't say
well,
it
I mean, we're talking about on the air. We're on a radio show here. You're doing – like, what can right, you say about
off
Keyshawn?
The here's the deal, and I know that Jason has to protect. I get all that. I understand it. I respect that. I have been pretty steadfast in understanding how this whole game works. I'm not always right, but I do know when you're going into the last year of a deal and you feel like you've been underpaid for a couple of years, you're going to be very hesitant to just do whatever. You have to strategically try to figure out what is best. And the way the Packers approached the offseason at that spot, they obviously went and picked up the 30-year-old from the Chargers.
Benjamin St. Juice.
And then Cisse is a young drafted pick, second-round pick.
20 years old.
Yeah, and they're going to be very high on him. Jason's obviously in love with this Alabama cat that you know, everybody's
really
excited
practiced.
About, too. Well, you love him because you wrote a story about him, and I think you're hoping that that story comes to fruition, which I get. If Keyshawn Nixon has leverage, and I don't want to get back into the Joe Douglas debates.
Pick swap.
He's going to use it. And if he is going to be the number one corner and he's out there in August, I just don't see how he's going to play for $4 million as the number one corner in the last year
okay,
of his deal.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
That's what I would say. And that's without any – I have not talked to Keyshawn. I haven't seen Jason's, so I don't know all of that. But I just that's the way I feel he's going to handle it. Could be wrong.
So let me ask you this then: he did see, obviously, we all did, what Elton Jenkins tried to do last year. And by the way, he certainly had a measure of leverage, right? They had reconfigured their offensive line and moved him to center as part of that leverage. And what did it do for him? All it basically did was kept him from getting the work in that might have at least given him a better chance of succeeding last season when he moved to center. Like he was, again, the quote of the year, which was one that Zach Tom later said the same thing about his play, was, I played like expletive. So if I'm Keyshawn Nixon, what are my options? And this is the worst thing. Like it's the whole... You know, you have to withhold your services by holding in. You have to be here, and you have to pretend that your arm hurts, like Rodney Dangerfield,
or your back is
in
tight.
Caddyshack, right? And so, like,
which,
I don't,
by the way, worked pretty well for Micah.
It did, no doubt, it did. That worked, but again, is Keyshawn
he
to
is
the level
not.
Of Micah?
No, he
so,
is not.
Like, what if he called you instead
but
of talking to me in the locker
but if
room?
Keyshawn
what
Nixon,
would you tell him?
If Keyshawn Nixon is the number one corner, and he's going to be the number one corner. If they don't feel like they can replace him with someone up to the same standard, because I think the Elton Jenkins scenario, the Packers kind of, you know, they held it. They held strong.
Do you think they feel like they could be fine if they had to play those other guys?
I do feel like that. And that's why I don't know where Keyshawn's head's at on it. And that's why I'm curious what his approach is going to be.
If you were Goody and you wanted to...
Sprinkle. Throw some sprinkles
yes.
at
what
him.
What kind of sprinkling would you do?
In-game bonuses that you could, you know, maybe a couple hundred grand. Throw him a couple $1 million that he could earn on top of it to keep him satiated for the year and then let him go after the season. Or you could, if you feel like he has two or three really good years left as that number 1/number 2 corner... You could sprinkle a little something, give him a below market deal, but more money than what he's making this year. And if he is not on board with either of those, you say, well, here you go. Play it out and go. Good luck to you. But then you have disgruntlement. And obviously we know the Packers are not interested in a bunch of disgruntlement. But at some point, I don't care how good of a manager you are, 53 dudes that have 53 agendas, there's going to be disgruntlement. It's whether you contain that disgruntlement and it doesn't affect your play. And hopefully guys are professional enough to know me being disgruntled is not going to help me get paid. That's the trick to this whole deal.
Okay, so he's in one category. Where do you put Tucker Kraft in that same? He's in a different boat, but
Tucker
he's in the
Kraft
same
is gonna get a
body
top
of
end
water
contract, but he will not have the top end guarantees that most of these tight ends get. His contract will be bigger than what it'll be less than Christian Watson's deal overall, but it'll be very close, I would think. And he'll get should have more. The Packers view him in a lot different way. They need him. They want him. He wants them. That deal gets done before training camp.
So, and if there are sticking points and it doesn't, and he calls you and says, hey, Tausch, you know, I really appreciate, I'm really sorry that I took the easy way out on voting on the barbecue thing at the Thunder Trio last year. You know, I hold you in very high regard and have a lot of respect for you and your wisdom from your 11 years in the NFL. It doesn't look like this deal is going to be done for the start of camp. Or should I practice? What should I do?
Boy, I think you practice. Because I think the Packers have shown you enough good faith that this deal is going to get done.
Jordan loved him, though, right? Like Jordan loved him. And they showed him good faith.
Tucker, with his injury, could probably, you know, work on the side, do some individual stuff and nothing team. That's probably what your recommendation would be. Just go about your business. You're not going to do any team, but I don't think they're going to have him doing a bunch of team stuff early anyway.
I wouldn't think so. Right.
So the easy solution is I'm going to be there. I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to do all this, but I'm not going to do any 11-on-11 stuff until things get situated. That's probably how you handle it. I just view both of those scenarios completely different. Obviously, Keyshawn's older. Tucker showed he is a top-tier tight end, and the Packers are going to be more than happy to pay him and keep him in the fold because of his leadership and because of his talent.
Again, to be a worrisome beat writer guy that are looking at Marshawn Lloyd's right foot. They're putting he's getting a shoe back on. So
you worry a lot.
I do.
But why do you worry about these guys? Like, well, I understand worrying about
right,
your kids.
I'm not.
Might just had
I'm
a pebble in his shoe.
It's not
it's
the same.
Spat
it's
his ankle up or something.
Yeah, it's not the same type of worrying that I would worry about my kids. But this is a guy who is in the bad luck Hall of Fame. Like, I've never seen anybody like this. So it looks like he's getting his shoe back on. He's going to go back in. But he's just that guy. Like, it's kind of like when, you know, talk about Christian Watson. Like, you're telling me that every time he goes down hard in a game, people aren't wondering, oh, my God, is he going to get up? I think there's a lot of people that look at him that way. And
I do that.
Right. Exactly. That's all. I'm not going home. And when I say my prayers at night, I could, I suppose, include Marshawn Lloyd, but I haven't been. But maybe I'll start. All right, I want to get to Rob Domofsky's storyline, and I want to get to these power rankings that Jesse has lined up. We'll do that as the construction zone outside of Ray Nitschke Field continues. And I tell you about Associated Bank. And look, I tell you about their Brewers checking, which is phenomenal all the time, right? All the great perks. You know, you get pre-sale access to concerts and non-baseball events. You get 20% off the Brewers team store. You get to go in the American Family Insurance Associated Bank gate, so you can tailgate a little bit longer. But, oh, by the way, they're also the official bank of these guys, the Green Bay Packers, and you can get Packers checking, which comes with all kinds of great perks as well. And Packers season is right around the corner. And, by the way, when you go to games, you know, the tickets aren't getting any cheaper. But when you go to the concession stand and you pay with your Associated Bank Packers card, you're actually going to save on that too. So there's all kinds of great perks. Go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more about the Packers perks, /Brewers to find out more about the Brewers perks. Associated Bank, the one thing you know for sure, great customer service tops in the industry. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Apparently, when I left the program, I had not looked at this week's Steinhoffel's Sleeper of the Decade Blue. And I wish I had, because I take some responsibility here. But it's my understanding, Jesse, please correct me if I'm wrong, that there was some controversy that spilled out during that portion of the program.
Let me can fill you in.
I'll tell you how this played out. So I saw the clip on the digital screen here all show, and I thought, okay, I know who this is. And I didn't read it all the way through. I just saw the quote that Homer, I don't know anything about him, but I like everything about him. So I immediately knew who it was.
Uh-huh.
Then we did it while you were down at LaFleur's press conference. And I said to Jesse, I said, well, it's not a defensive lineman. So I thought he just screwed that part of it up. And he goes, oh, no, yeah, you know, super confident. Yes, it was.
Pro Football Reference.
I said, no, it's not. Lineman. And then Tony Cartagena is texting me, and he's like, well, who do you think it is? And I actually flashed Jesse the number of the person that I thought, like an old Martin Van Buren episode on Seinfeld. I gave him the sign. And then he started, I could see his face got a little pale. But he doubled down because he's like, oh, you don't know anything.
I looked it up.
You don't know anything. Pro Football, blah, blah, blah. I said, all right, whatever. If you're that confident about it, I'm not always right. And I will fully admit when I'm wrong. Okay? Well, I know I do. You can say I don't, but I do. And in this case, pretty confident that I remember this quote. And I didn't even actually remember. I had to look up his name. I just remembered his number. Don't know why.
44.
Well, I didn't know we could say that out loud because the contest is still
tread
going.
Carefully. We got some stuff to
because
figure out
because it
here.
Was so funny, and it was really apropos about Homer. And then Jesse said, well, everybody else is knowing who it is. And I'm like, that doesn't mean it's right. And I was steadfastly saying I'm right about it. And then when he called and told you, and you said the same thing I did, then I'm 100% know I'm right.
Yeah.
So, Jesse,
well, there's been another development.
Oh, there's another development.
There is, yeah. So I went back to the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed to see if there was any trace of when Homer said this clip. Again, one of the legendary quotes of Wildy and Tausch history. I don't know anything about him, but I like everything about him. I could not find any trace of that on our social media platforms.
Because I think he said it on his show to me, and then I brought it up. On our show,
I was pretty sure he said it in his appearance on this show because I remember it like laughing out loud as he said it. Point, I guess I shouldn't be the one who says I remember anything because
very clearly you remember it.
I still thought you guys might not remember this right because the two players that were getting confused here share similar first names, and so I texted Homer. I went straight to the source. I said, "Homer, who'd you say this about? This guy or this guy?"
These all sound like things you should have done before you chose this player.
I never thought that I had this wrong.
Why didn't you just call Homer? Why didn't you just call Homer and have him say it live instead of trying to
Because Jesse's trying to save this as still.
Oh, I know he is. And he knows he's wrong.
Because the contest goes until noon. It's a great, $500 Steinhoffel's gift card. They're the presenting partner of our Wildy and Tausch 10th anniversary. We want
probably
to do them
should have
right
done a better
here.
Job of doing right by them. Yeah.
So, Homer made it 3 for 3.
Oh, God.
Homer says that
why you had to add that part of it that still is befuddling to me.
And
you
by
continue.
The way, 4 for 4. Like, because I think Tony knew it, too.
Now, Tony wasn't even on the show anymore when this happened.
He still listens.
Tony, he's just next in line trying to make sure I'm wrong about everything all the time. And you know what? A lot of people are right in that line, so that's fine. So here's the deal.
Oh boy!
I love the here's the deal. Bratwurst was cooked.
We have
fully cooked.
We have
could not have been poisonous.
We have two options with how we would like to proceed with this week's Steinhoffel sleeper of the last 10 years.
Wait a minute. Say the part that you said to me while I was while we were.
I don't even remember. I'm panicking.
You
I don't
said, and yeah. I quote, uh-huh. "I was wrong."
I was.
Which I've not
okay.
heard yep. you say yet on the
All
air.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Yes, fellas. Yes, fans. Yes, Steinhoffels. I was wrong. The player who this clue alludes to in part one of it is not the same player that Homer said this quote about.
Oh, boy.
There are two different players indicated in this clue. So, we have two options with how to proceed. Option number one is we nullify the contest today and we run it back with a totally different player tomorrow and we pretend like this never happened. Option two is we accept answers saying both players' names in question and they all go into the drawing where we draw one at random
boy.
That becomes our winner of the $500 Steinhoffel's gift card.
What's more difficult for you?
Accepting both names. Definitely. Both, I think, are solid options. We would do justice for everyone who either guessed correctly or incorrectly, or in this case, guessed both names, potentially.
There were some people that submitted both names.
I should say, a lot of respect
for them.
If you're submitting guesses, you can only submit one guess because I can go back and look. But if, you know, this is an issue now
because
we have
wrong.
The wrong name. So, fellas, let's clear this up right now. What do we want to do? We got 30 minutes till this contest ends today.
Carl Brooks dropping into coverage and deflecting a Jordan Love pass intended for Jaden Reed. Nifty play by
Carl
Brooks.
All right.
Also wearing your old podna, Frankie Bagadonuts Winters, number 52, Jagger Burton. Remember last week when he was working at right guard sometimes with the ones?
Yeah.
Well, with Aaron Banks not practicing today, he's working with the ones in his spot at left guard. So the rookie fifth round pick out of Kentucky getting some first team reps for the second straight week that we have watched him. Now, I have bought you both time to debate internally. What are we going to do here?
Whatever makes, as a punishment for you being wrong, whatever you think is going to be the most work for you is what you need to do.
By far the most work for me would be to accept both players' names as correct answers and to go through and
then
divvy it up.
And I want a formal apology to me.
Is he playing chess when the rest of us are playing checkers, though?
How so?
Because to me, the more work would be to come up with another player and properly vet
the
player.
Our fans have responded. I don't know how many have been right or wrong, depending on how you look at it.
Hundreds of correct responses last week to our Steinhoffel sleeper of the decade. I've seen them rolling
twice as many this week because it could be two different players you could have answered.
Before this controversy, there were a bunch with the correct name as intended that were coming in. And then after Tausch called it out, suddenly I started seeing the other name coming in quite a bit. And now we've got a good handful of both. So I think the right thing to do here, even though it's more work for me, is to accept both as the correct answer and give everybody who submitted one name or the other equal opportunity to be selected as our random winner.
I agree. I'm on board now. My next question. How do you plan on doing this moving forward so we don't have a rerun of this egregious error?
Do you try to do this? Because is this your shtick that you constantly want? Because I know you have a lot of trivias, three questions, five. That's 15 questions a week. It just seems like this happens an inordinate amount of times.
I mean, when you're
with
in this-
the internet at your disposal and AI and all of the things that you have, it's crazy to me. You keep pushing the envelope,
how much stuff to get wrong?
Trying to show that you know so much. And I think it's time to come to grips that you just don't. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Tausch. Yeah, that was.
I think it's time you come to grips. Hard to miss. You just don't.
It's almost as legendary a quote as what Homer said about one of two potential players.
It's not one of two. It's one of one. You just you decided you wanted to get two people involved in a trivia contest.
God is my witness. I thought he said it about the guy I originally intended the question to be part of. This was I did not think to double check this with anybody because I just thought I knew it as fact. It was just something that I didn't think needed to be checked because it just was a in the lore of Wilde and Tausch history. And it turns out I misremembered the player that Homer said this about. I apologize to you, Tausch, for first recognizing this. I apologize to everybody for messing this up, especially our great partner, Steinhoffels. We're going to have one winner still, $500 gift card from both entries that fans have sent in. We'll unveil who those players' names are at the end of the show and hopefully never relive this experience.
Wait, so are we giving away a $500 gift card every single week?
Every week during our 10-year anniversary celebration this summer.
First of all, we got to give more love to Steinhoffels because that's incredible that they're doing that.
It's an amazing prize.
Secondly, if the stakes are that high, in the immortal words of not Bob Moore, but the other great American orator, Mark Tauscher, Jesse Nelson, get your blank together. Like, we can't have these kind of mistakes. The stakes are too high. We got to finish.
Yeah. This is a blemish. So what we will do is I will make sure we have checks and balances in place each week, as we did last week with our original Steinhoffel sleeper of the decade. I will make sure that I send this over and have a second pair of eyes and a third pair of eyes from the panel here to make sure that we're all good to go each week before we post this on Tuesday mornings. Because I cannot be trusted.
It's got to be exhausting being you.
It is.
Not as exhausting as it is being us.
Thanks to Steinhoffels for their support of Wilde and Tausch's 10th anniversary all summer long.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, so you got that solution. You got it figured out.
We got it figured out. We will unveil the two names that are potentially in the mix here at the end of the show.
And if better sleep is on your to-do list so you don't make mistakes like Jesse does, now is the time to save on a Beautyrest mattress at Steinhoffels. Jesse, I'm over-delivering for them because you definitely under-delivered for them so far today. For a limited time, get a free foundation or $500 instant savings when you purchase a King adjustable base set. And then if you win the $500 gift card, you're saving $1,000 right there. So good luck to you if you've gotten the sleeper correct. And it's apparently one of two players. Plus, with Steinhoffels 60-month financing, Queen Beautyrest mattresses start at just $32 a month. And when you stop in to test rest a Beautyrest black mattress, you'll also score a $20 gas card. Shop Steinhoffels in-store or online at steinhoffels.com, Wisconsin's mattress leader. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Chris,
I could relax by you.
Chris in the YouTube comments asks if 565 Analytics is still around and if they would be willing to return to provide some checks and balances.
Yeah, we had kind of an ugly split. That's something to have a conversation with Jerriott and Klinkster about.
An ugly split? You just fired him for no reason.
You disbanded.
It wasn't for no reason.
A company went under.
It was tough. We had to make some tough decisions.
And no source of income.
So I'll let you leave that up to if Jerriott and Klinkster are interested in helping you. I'm more than happy to let that occur.
Wow, we're all coming back together. Jesse will continue to do his penance. Packers will continue practice, and we will do Woe Nelly next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Couple of quick updates before we get to Woe Nelly. One, Tier 1 Tyler has now chimed in. How many children does he have now, Jesse?
He's up to three.
Up to three.
So he's got three kids. He's got a full-time actual job. He is a supportive friend and listener to the show.
He's in a golf league on Wednesdays that I haven't been invited to be in a while.
He's got a lot more on his plate than you do, and yet he is offering to take the reins of this project if you are going to struggle like you did today. So it takes a village, and we appreciate everyone that's willing to help Jesse out because his incompetence.
I appreciate Tier 1 Tyler offering. Butt out of this, T1T. I got this.
Uh-huh. Seems like it. Secondly, quickly before Woe Nelly, Lucas Van Ness has had, I'm watching the team period, and he has been in the backfield a lot. Tausch, as an offensive lineman, though, and he's going against Jordan Morgan right now, who stoned him. How much, if anything, should I take from Lucas Van Ness looking pretty good in a minicamp, shorts, helmets, and jerseys, pass rush, 11-on-11 period, sir?
Well, I don't know what the tempo is and what they're, but
it's legit tempo.
Yeah, you should not be. I mean, obviously, that's a good thing for Lucas. It's probably not a good thing for whoever he's going against.
He's gone against a few people. He's moved around, but he has looked pretty good during these last couple of 11-on-11 periods. Speaking of looking good, Jesse's looked good all show, and it's time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
You want to talk about the Knicks, or do you want to talk about the power rankings list that I found over at ESPN.com?
Save those for tomorrow. Let's do those in Domofsky's storyline pick. For tomorrow, let's talk about the Knicks.
Are we rooting for the Knicks?
No,
I'm over them. I want the Spurs to win.
Why?
New York is very full of itself, and that has never been more evident than in the last like 4 days.
This feels like something you know a thing or two about.
Yeah. The amount of, the Knicks got a, like, Good Morning America, ESPN, celebrities everywhere.
I've learned a lesson because I've always been a fan of long-suffering fan bases fighting and scrapping. I pulled for the Red Sox to beat the Bambino curse. I pulled for the Cubs to get rid of that curse because it's been so long. I've learned a lesson. I was wrong about the Cubs. I should have wanted to see them continue to suffer. With New York, I think because, I'll say this, the intrigue just within my own family is higher than I thought it would be of this series. Now, Wemby is the needle mover for us, but no, I'm with you. I don't want to see New York win. I think it's better for sports to continue to have that storyline, and then you get a very smug, arrogant fan base feeling too good about themselves. I kind of like the let's keep them suffering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've changed my tune. I've learned my lesson from 10 years ago. Been doing this show 10 years. Lessons learned. No go for me rooting for the Knicks.
Jason? Do you regret being pro Red Sox or no? That one you're okay with, or
I'd rather see them still struggling.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad to see you're there. I was the same way. I am not above admitting that I was the same way about the Cubs, and I was wrong too. That was an error of epic proportions. The hype around the Knicks is just not something that I've enjoyed. I've been pulling for the Spurs from the jump, and then they got down 2-0 on their home court. And now they got the win yesterday at Madison Square Garden, where Tausch was doing the show from yesterday as well, oddly enough, to make it 2-1. No, I am pro Spurs.
Got all Jesse, 18 holes in yesterday, too.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Didn't win, I assume. We would have heard about it if you
second
won.
Place. Somebody.
Ooh.
I'm not going to say anybody did anything nefarious.
Uh-oh.
We hit some bomb putts. We were 15 under for 18 holes, which is pretty incredible. We had 10 mulligans.
Mulligans?
We had 10 mulligans.
Oh, is this that tournament where you bought all the mulligans the last mulligans? Year?
Support the cause by buying mulligans. There was a group that, I'm not going to say claimed, they posted 18 under for 18 holes.
Uh-oh. How many mulligans did they use?
I don't know. We always stick to 10 because otherwise, and it was a fast moving. They wisely said, let's just do 9 holes in case the rain comes so then we can still have a winner. And Vortex had another great gift for the first place team. And much to my non-chagrin, second place got nothing. Nothing.
What?
And I'm all right with that.
If you're not first, you're last.
I agreed. Yep. But our team put the same score together that we did last year. Gurn didn't play as good. And I actually screwed up. I went down. I played a great course in Kohler last week when I was down doing the show. And I put my clubs in a lighter bag because caddies appreciate that. And then I was going to switch them back into my other bag to go play yesterday. And I kind of did, but I didn't. I get out on the course, and I was a little rushed because I got to the course late yesterday to set up the video that I thought was really well executed.
No doubt. No doubt.
Very well. Yeah.
I go out. We have, 80 or 90 yards in on the first hole, and I don't have any of my wedges.
Oh, no.
I thought I left them at the crib. Turns out I left them in my Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick Chevy.
Which was parked in the parking lot?
Yes, but I didn't know that because then I started thinking, when did I put them in? And I thought I put them in the other bag, and then I thought, as I put my clubs away 4.5 hours later in my car, there's the two wedges sitting in my car. Would that have made a difference? The answer is no, because this little 9-iron knockdown that I got was dynamite yesterday. Boy, I hit a lot of good putts, too. Not driving it very long anymore, but putted really well.
9-iron knockdown.
Knockdown 9-er. Yep.
So whose fault is it that you lost?
We're not putting any blame on anybody. We shot the same score that our championship team shot last year, and Clussy wasn't there. Our scratch golfer wasn't even there. Yeah. We mishmashed together a pretty good little squad, and I got to give Nate from Gordon Flesh a big set of props. Man, did he putt and play great golf yesterday. That's as good. He took on the leadership role that the two guys that left usually lead.
The void.
Mm-hmm. And he was dynamite, and I feel bad for him because he put everything on the table. We should have been good enough to win, but we didn't. So kudos to you, Nate.
Do you think the winning
Gurney
team
didn't play
cheated?
Great. And he also told me we talked too much about him on the show yesterday. And Jern. So I'm going to talk more about him
because he's
uncomfortable. So Jern did not have his best yesterday. And did that hurt us? Probably a little bit.
So you got after me for my fiddling and diddling about Keyshawn Nixon. By the way, great touchdown catch by a tight end not named Tucker Kraft, Josh Wiley, one-handed while being pushed out of the back of the end zone by Zaire Franklin on a throw from Jordan Love in red zone. Do you think the other team cheated
there by the offense? Not so
yeah,
much
they're still
by
going.
The defense.
It's just one play, but yeah. Do you think they cheated? Are you willing to say on the record that you think there was malfeasance and cheating that went on?
I am not
by the other team.
No,
okay.
I am
because
not.
You intimated it,
but
you implied
record.
It.
No,
what about off the record?
Tell us all the things you won't say.
Do I think that I don't know the group? I don't know the group, so I can't say that there's a couple of other groups. Jocko was out there. Jocko's at this event.
Jocko wouldn't cheat.
Nope, he played it straight. We beat their group by a couple. That's a solid squad that we're always kind of looking at. But it'll be a year with no title. So
it was a year without a championship for Tausch's golf crew. All right. We need to wrap things up with our clip of the day.
We can't wait to reveal who our Steinhoffel sleeper of the decade is.
Well, we got to come to grips with who the actual answer is as well.
Two answers we'll accept. The clock is ticking. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Amid today's self-inflicted controversy, let's unveil the correct and apparently plural answers for the Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Decade.
All right, sleepyheads, wakey wakey.
We'll have less sleep, we'll be grumpy.
Rise and shine. It's this week's Steinhoffel's Sleeper of the Last 10 Years.
All right, once again, big thanks to Steinhoffel's. William Tausch's 10th anniversary celebration is presented by Steinhoffel's. The Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Last 10 Years. Amid controversy, the clue was, this defensive lineman spent four seasons in Green Bay, including making 10 starts in 2019. If you answered based on that portion of the clue, Tyler Lancaster, you are correct. That is who I believed Homer said when discussing him on Wilde and Tausch. Quote, I don't know anything about him, but I like everything about him. That was actually said about Ty Summers. So both Tyler Lancaster and Ty Summers count as correct answers.
Ty Cobb.
In today's Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Last 10 Years.
Well, we also accept Tyrone Dean Lowry. Oh, Jesse. Okay.
Yeah, this is a bad one. Hand up. My mistake. This was a bad one. Of all, with a $500 gift card on the line, of all the bad ones I've had, this one might take the cake of all the bad ones I've ever had.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate Steinhoffel's steadfast support of our program, even in the face of major self-inflicted mistakes. We'll try to do better tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.